Schlereth and Evans on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
1 hour to go till March Madness kicks off with the first game.
Tips off.
Good point. You're right. Now, see, I'm not into the flow yet.
No.
I think watching hoops the last couple of nights, but those are,
yeah.
I
always go back to the football vernacular just because what I know best.
Tips off.
First game, 10-15,
Michigan State.
Sparty.
With their glossy 19-14 record. Just the over. If you're a fan of a Big Ten school, you need to just thank God that the Big Ten is overrated the way they are. I don't know what it is.
Who's Michigan State play?
Mississippi State. And I normally am loath to root for an SEC school, but I'm a Mississippi State fan today.
I got Sparty. I like Izzo.
Richie Carney, big Michigan State fan, came in.
Well, he went to Michigan State.
Well, he's all decked out. Although he's been bashing. He didn't think they were going to make the tournament. Now he's all decked out.
Yeah, they're in.
Look at me. I'm the biggest Michigan State fan.
I always take Sparty to like the Sweet 16, no matter what.
Well, a lot of times in these tournaments, if you got the jockey, I don't know who used to say that, but you know, some of these programs, they got the right jockey, they got the right coach, and they'll sometimes just their force will just get you to the Sweet 16. I don't know. I picked Mississippi State. I'm not buying Michigan State.
What seed is Michigan State?
This is one of those dreaded 8-9 games. It can go
8-9. Who's 9? Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Yeah, I took 9.
Although I was looking at the line on this game.
Mm-hmm.
Help me out with this one.
Okay.
Because it says MSU is favored by 1.5. Who is that?
MSU?
MSU. It's Michigan State and Mississippi State.
Oh.
I have no idea who's favored. Seriously, is Mississippi State M-I-S-S State?
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I State?
Should never not spell Mississippi correct.
What is the only word in the English language that has 3 consecutive double letters? Three consecutive double letters.
Is it a player for the Avalanche? Is it an
No, no, no. It's a word in the English language.
That has two, so like 3 straight N's or 3 straight T's or something like that.
Well, it would be like double E's and double, you know.
Oh, but 3 of them.
3 consecutive double letters.
Okay, I thought you were talking about a letter that actually had like 3 of the same letter.
Like people would say, well, Mississippi,
right.
M-I-S-S-I breaks it up.
Right.
It's got to be 3 consecutive double letters, 1 word in the English language.
Really? I don't know. What is it?
Bookkeeping.
O.
Is it
K and E? B-O-O-K.
K-E-E-P-I-N-G.
Is it spelled with 2 K's?
Yep.
You sure about that?
Hey.
Yeah, who am I talking to? He went to the Harvard or the West. The
Northwest. That's the kind of question you're going to have to be able to answer to get into the Harvard or the Northwest.
You are right. Look at you. You sure about that? You're right about that word, but are you sure that that's the only word?
Almost positive.
So, Mike Clay is a analyst. He's an analytic guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we feel, Rogue, about our analytics, right?
Don't like them, Rogue.
The data freaks.
The data freaks.
So, Mike Clay.
Mm-hmm.
They do football via math.
He did a breakdown of all the NFL rosters, 32 of them, to who had the strongest and weakest rosters. And unfortunately, the Broncos came in at number 31. So depending on how much stock. Now, by the way, this is a guy who over the last couple of years has had the Broncos roster ranked just outside the top 10.
Again, I would say, let me just say, I would think that that's just stupid, but go ahead.
Okay. Here's where I'm going. Let's say he's right. Let's say the Broncos roster really is that bad, and for all the talk about rebuilding that, yeah, this is why they need to rebuild, because the roster is that bad. Does that impact your desire to go draft a quarterback? Because you have said many times that not every quarterback who busted because he was a bad quarterback.
Yeah.
That there are plenty of examples of quarterbacks who busted just because they were put into a situation that they had untenable. They had no help.
Yeah.
Is that what we're looking at here? So for all the talk about drafting Bo Nix, are you setting Bo Nix up for failure with this roster?
See, well, I think that's probably, Mike, one of the issues that people get into is they look at it from a talent standpoint. And that for me is a problem. I don't look at it as, like, I look at talent and athleticism differently than I look at football players and rosters. So, you know, if you're just talking about pure talent, I mean, would you look at the Carolina Panthers and say they're more talented than the Broncos? Because he's got them listed as more talented than the Broncos.
Yeah, the only team he has ranked worse is the Giants.
I'm going to have to call baloney on that. But I would...
Who is the most talented roster that you prepared for, studied, called? Who's the best roster? Because I know that 2 years ago, I think you had Philly having the best roster.
Yeah, Philly. But the difference...
And the 49ers, I would assume?
Right. But the difference is, like, the 49ers have an unbelievable roster. Like great talent. But they also are all great football players. Like, there's a real big difference between just having unbelievable talent and then having Jerry Jeudy has unbelievable talent. But would you classify him as a really great football player? So that, like, it's talent and your ability to play, because there's plenty of rosters that maybe aren't the most talent-laden rosters. Like, I'll give you a for instance. Keenan Allen is by far not the most talented guy, just athletically speaking, but he's a great player. Great player. And there's plenty of those guys that maybe don't run the fastest 40s and, you know, don't wow you with athleticism. We've got the best example of that here in Colorado with the Denver Nuggets. The Joker doesn't wow you with athleticism. You know who wows you with athleticism? Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
Dude jumps out of the gym. Got big dunks every night and all that kind of stuff. But who's the best player
right. In
basketball? It's the Joker.
So over these last 8 years that the Broncos have just been stuck in irrelevance, and we've been having this annual debate about, hey, is the roster good enough?
Mm.
And I know you and me, we've both said, hey, for all the Band-Aids that are being slapped on this thing and for all the carousel of quarterbacks and coaches that are being brought through here, you're masking the fact, you're ignoring the fact that the roster's not good enough.
Right.
So is it that the roster was talented all those years, but it just didn't have enough good football players?
Mm.
How would you,
I would say that you have drafted talent. Like, Bolsey has played himself into being a decent football player. But I would make an argument when he first got drafted, he was a horrible football player. But he's one of the greatest athletes on the team, pound for pound. He's a phenomenal athlete. And again, that goes to draft issues. It's easy to draft athletes. You know, it's harder to draft football players. And like you said the year before last, right? Or
last year.
Or last year.
This same guy had the Broncos roster ranked 11th.
So
and 10th the year before that.
So you had told me, this is a great point. This is how stupid this rating is. So you had told me that, well, obviously the thought is that Russell Wilson's worth 20 spots in this draft.
Russell right. Wilson.
That's you're extrapolating.
Justin Simmons, right. Jerry Jeudy.
Right.
Kush. Jewel.
So you mean after the season that he had in 2022 where he was absolute garbage, they still, with him, were the 11th ranked or 10th ranked team in the league? Get out of here. Get out of here. You're just coming to realize that they really aren't that good.
Get out of Denver tomorrow and get up the hill to Blackhawk and join me at the Ameristar Blackhawk tomorrow night from 6 to 8. Going to be hanging out there watching all the hoops. Come enjoy some of the best food in Blackhawk. See if you can hang with me. Crushing a buffet. I'll lead you on a buffet tour.
I don't think anybody can.
I don't think so either. Although, I haven't done a buffet in a long time. Ever since soda. It's been a few years since I've done a buffet. I don't know. I might not be in buffet shape anymore.
Or is it like
riding a bike?
It's like riding a bike.
Anyway, come on up. Register to win some incredible prizes, including a staycation in one of their luxurious spa suites, as well as a $250 dining credit that can be used at any of their restaurants, including the Timberline Grill or Fireside Kitchen. I'll see you there, Ameristar Blackhawk, tomorrow between 6 and 8. The Prime Show debuted for a second season. And the early reviews are awesome, as you'll hear next.
Ever since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through March 21st, get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless plan, auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Let's just say that Mark is working on one of the potential all-time great flexes, if it comes to fruition. I don't think it will, but if it does, man, that'd be cool. Deion Sanders, talking yesterday up in Boulder. Up for us, could be down, over, wherever for you, but up in Boulder as they kick off.
Is it really up? Spring practice. Is it higher? It's north.
It's north from where we're at right now. Is it higher elevation? Higher elevation, yeah. Yeah.
You sure about that?
I am.
Because you go down to Monument.
Yes.
Monument's higher.
Yes.
So it'll really be going up. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Do you see why I'm confused?
This is why.
You understand
this is why
I've got issues.
This is why, folks, if you ever see Mark Schlereth in a airport, don't be surprised if he's just walking, talking to himself.
Yeah.
He has these conversations.
Stop it. Get some help.
So anyway, Deion Sanders, as they have kicked off spring football practice. Boy, Deion was in prime form yesterday. Mm-hmm. Pardon the pun. So where to start? Let's just roll through some of this. This is great stuff. So he started off with an observation he wanted to share with the assembled media.
Why is that? When I say what everybody's thinking, why is it a problem? What's like problem? I said some things about the offensive line last year. I wasn't derogatory to him. Mm-hmm. I just said the thing that everybody was thinking watching the game. Why is it a problem? I'm just asking everybody. Why is it a problem when I say what you're thinking?
Well, you are the most probably quoted, most visible,
right.
Most charismatic.
Out there.
Most out there public figure there is right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's why you're everywhere. You're on all the shows. You're promoting books. You're on magazine covers.
Yeah.
It's because when you do say something, people take note. How about the benefits of having 8, 9, if you count his NFL experience, coaches on his coaching staff.
These kids today, man, they're not, it's not how we grew up. My parents said, because I said so, and you took it. Why? Prove it to me. Show me. Like, it's the show me type of young generation, and prove it to me generation. Let me see your credentials type of generation. So when you compose a staff that pretty much embodies the NFL and where they're directed to, that is phenomenal.
By the way, the pull of Deion,
mm-hmm.
I know some people don't like Deion, but you got to admit this. He's getting NFL people to come to college at a time where there's a mass exodus out of college to want to go to the pros because college people no longer want to deal with the portal and NIL.
100% true. Tons of college coaches are begging to get into the NFL, getting away from it.
Prime on how, yes, last year's roster just wasn't good enough.
As a coach, you know your strengths, you know your weaknesses, you know what you got. You know, just like as a man, as a human being, as a woman and a man, you know your strengths and weaknesses, and you know what you possess. You know you got to overdress yourself if you're not handsome, right? You got to cause a diversion and, you know, highlight yourself other places. And that's what we did. But sooner or later, they found the flaws, the tremendous flaws.
Stop smirking at me.
Yeah. I just thought that's why I'm so sloppy. That's why I dress so sloppy.
Why is that?
I don't need to cover up any flaws. Unlike my partner. You got to be dressed to the nines at all times.
You're such a dick.
Be nice.
Such a Richard.
Talk about D-bag.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, no wonder Mike always dresses up when we go out. I'm always in a hat, looking sloppy, haven't showered. Mike's all showered. Hair wispily done.
Why am I laughing along with you? Prime, though, admitting that this year, there are big expectations. Bring them on.
Everybody's not built for the moment. You got to understand that. Like, and shoot, we took the moment to the greatest heights. Like, it was like, shoot, and we plan on doing that again. But everybody's not built for that stage. That stage comes with tremendous responsibility. And you got to get young men that are used to that and committed to that and want it and relish that opportunity to be on that stage.
See, I love Deion. Yeah. I believe.
I do too, man.
I believe in the gospel of Deion. Now, but there are some who just believe this guy's a snake oil salesman. He's all talk, you know, all hat, all hat, no cattle. So this last one, and this was his last comment. Talk about a mic drop. This is the one that's going to drive some of you crazy. Why he is not interested in going out and visiting kids when it comes to recruiting.
The parents, I love them, and I want to show them Boulder. I want them to see this and how beautiful it is and why I'm so eager and how much I love this city and this state and this team. I want them to see that because guess what? That's where the kid is coming. The kid coming here. Going there is just showcase for me. That's just blowing money. Just blowing a bag. Don't make sense. And I can't do the things other coaches can do. You know why? I'm Coach Pratt.
Man. Dude, that dude just has some confidence.
Man. God, if I could spend one day walking around with the kind of confidence that guy has. Woo!
Yeah.
Wow.
Big time.
Big time. But you can understand why so many people are just aching for them to fail this year.
I am just going to...
Aching for them to fail.
Slowly start... It's just going to be a slow process. Talking about myself in the third person. Just very
subtle.
Methodically subtle.
Like, just start tomorrow, one time during the show.
All right. Just
one time. Just a slow rollout.
How should, like,
I don't know.
Give me a topic real quick.
I don't know. Think about it. Well, okay. You got to get the bracket challenge filled out by 10 o'clock here because it's winding down. So you got to get to denversports.com /hoops to sign up for our SportClips 5K Bracket Challenge. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
See, I don't even know how to start with a, like,
Yeah, because you're so humble.
Right, exactly. My humility is keeping me from saying.
Exactly, you in the third person.
Yeah. You'd have to go like, one thing Stink always says, right?
Yeah, something right. Like that. Okay, keep going.
One thing Stink always says.
When filling out a bracket,
you take one, what do you call the different?
Seats?
Yeah, but the different sections.
Oh, sections, yeah. East region, West region.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. One thing Stink always says when filling out a bracket, take one region and go with the dogs. That's pretty good,
that's
right?
That's good. That's what Stink says, huh?
Yeah.
That's what Stink says.
One thing Stink always says.
Yeah.
That's why I got Kentucky, that dog, going all the way
down. Deion Sanders listening right now going, that's good. That's good. That's good, Mark. Right. That's how you do
that's
it.
That's right.
Yeah, so don't wait any longer. What have you been waiting for? We've given you plenty of heads up. It's about ready to start. You don't want to be left out.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do you not want to be left out because everyone's going to be talking about their brackets, but you have a chance to win $5,000. DenverSports.com/hoops, the Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge. Good luck. What's trending coming up next?
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
Yeah, by the way, Drew just reminded us, Drive. Zach and Phil, they'll be broadcasting live from Stoney's downtown on Lincoln. Great place to hang out to watch hoops.
Yeah.
Big, lot of room, lot of tables, lot of TVs. Good place to hang out to watch hoops. So,
love it.
Get on out there and see the guys and watch some basketball. CSU will be playing during their show. 4:50, they tip off. So,
I should go down to Stoney's.
Go ahead. You'll have a good time.
Well, we require effort.
Yeah, that will require effort. Yes. We were playing some of the best of Deion yesterday, in case you missed any of it. He believes Shedeur Sanders, if Shedeur had gone into the draft this year, would have gone high.
Shedeur would have been a high draft pick this year. Okay, let's just stop the foolishness and you get mad when I tell you I'm the only reason I know that because don't you think I know people in the NFL? I'm sorry. I played for how many years? 14. Got a gold jacket at the crib, I think. I think I know some people. You know the Jerry Jones, Arthur Blanks. Yeah, I know some people in the game. The Roger Goodells, I know some people. So when I speak, I'm not just throwing stuff out of my head. I'm throwing stuff based on knowledge. So let's just get that straight. If Shedeur would have gone in the draft this year, he probably would have been the second. He wouldn't have been the first quarterback off the board. I think he had the ability, but he probably would have been the second quarterback off the board.
You know what I got to work into my vernacular?
What's that?
Stink says, let's stop the foolishness.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? That.
You know, foolishness.
Uh-huh.
I like that. It's really good.
Because you think?
You
think he'd be number two? You think he'd be number two behind Caleb Williams? Head of Daniels, head of May, head of McCarthy.
I don't doubt that he'd be two or three. Yeah. I don't doubt that. I mean, I put him at... Again, I haven't studied him, but I watched a bunch of CU games, and like he's certainly got stuff to him. There's no question. So, but I like it. I like it. I don't think there's any doubt that Shedeur is going to go high next year.
Already, most people are mocking him at number one. First pick overall. No, actually, maybe we should do next week. I want you to do like a film study of Shedeur. Lending to the idea.
This guy, Johnny. This guy. Okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
I like writing checks that you have to cash.
I know you do.
So.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do for our show?
What's that?
Here's what I'm going to do for our show. I'm going to take a day off. Maybe next week. I'm going to go spend the day at CU.
With Deion?
During a spring practice.
Have you been invited?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to talk to Deion. Then I'm going to just go up there for the day.
And it wasn't our home.
Oops.
Meet with folks.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Just spend a day.
Yeah. I would okay that day off if that's what you were going to do.
You're
going to
okay the day?
Yeah.
Because clearly you believe.
You don't believe.
No, I do believe.
Mark wants to come up there.
I'm going to go up there.
You don't believe.
Well, he wants to come up. All right. We'll see if you're cordially invited.
Do you believe?
Congratulations to CU Athletic Director Rick George. He's been named the Athletic Director of the Year by the National Association of Collegiate Directors of Athletics.
Boy, what a... Well-deserved.
Well, considering he was under a lot of heat for... Because let's face it, what is... It's like an NFL general manager. What is the one thing you have to do if you're an athletic director at a school that has football? You got to hire the right football coach.
Yeah.
You got to make your football program...
Well, that's, I mean, the thing is...
Relevant.
Right? The thing is...
You have to get that right.
They hired Dion and instantly put him on the map.
Yep.
Remember, there were one or two teams that the spring game was televised?
Yep.
It, like, how many times did people come to Boulder? Like, the ESPN crew, the Fox crew, it put them on the map. Their enrollment went up 20-odd, 28% or something. Their out-of-state enrollment went way up. I mean, and then one of the things that happened after all that excitement initially happened, everybody's saying, well, why didn't this SEC school go after him? Why didn't this school go after him? Like, all the other athletic directors were being drugged through the mud, so to speak, because they didn't do what CU Boulder did.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And remember, it's not like Dion was involved in some huge bidding war where there were all these schools. There were only a couple of schools that went after him. And Rick George had the foresight to do it, got it done. And trust me, there are a lot of athletic directors over the last year have sat back and said, damn, why didn't we go after Dion?
I tell you what, for a guy with two first names, usually I do not trust guys.
Right?
Rick George.
Okay, what do you make of this Shohei Ohtani thing? Come on, let's talk real. Dude. What's happening here? Because the story goes is that Shohei Ohtani's longtime friend and interpreter.
Mm-hmm. Dude, how about that guy's hair hat? Have you looked at his hat? It's almost like a cap.
That this guy basically stole $4.5 million from Ohtani to pay for gambling debts. And
how many different stories have we gotten? Because wasn't it like Ohtani just paid his debt for him?
All right, so Jeff Passan of ESPN. So initially a spokesman for Ohtani told ESPN that Ohtani had transferred funds to cover his friend's gambling debt. Then, as ESPN was prepared to publish the story, the spokesman disavowed the account of the friend and said that instead the guy stole the money and that Ohtani has been the victim of a massive theft. Now, during the game the other day, right before the story came out, Ohtani was hanging out with his friend and interpreter for the team. Didn't look like a guy that was about ready to fire this dude.
Right.
His longtime friend. Look, there's all kinds of speculation out there, and I don't want to start making accusations until we have more facts, but come on. This smells to high heaven.
Yeah, this is not.
And
this does not look good.
This does not look good, and here's the backdrop of everything that surrounds this story. Remember, Pete Rose was banned for life from baseball for betting on baseball.
Yeah.
What do you do? I'm not saying he did, but what do you do if Ohtani did that?
Well, do we know what he was betting on?
I'm not saying that. What if there's evidence that he bet on baseball, even if he was betting on his teams to win? That was always Pete Rose's defense.
Yeah, well, if he's betting on baseball, then he's got no... He has no leg to stand on.
So is he banned? Do you ban him? Do you have
you
to?
You have to.
You have to?
Yeah,
you're going to ban the guy that now is being propped up as one of the two or three new faces of your sport.
You have to. If he's betting on baseball.
Or you relent on Rose and say, hey, things have changed. You know, betting is legal. All kinds of states have made it legal. And
but not betting on baseball when you're within the game. I'm sure the rules are the same as, you know, the rules for football.
Well, by the way, his interpreter, his friend, has clearly fallen on the sword. Said that he's got a massive gambling addiction and that Ohtani was never involved in it. So, and hopefully that's the truth.
Right.
But boy, this one. So this guy stole $4.5 million from Ohtani right under Ohtani's nose.
Well, I mean, the much money does they pay Ohtani?
That's a good point.
I mean, how many Japanese jump do you change. Think? How many Japanese endorsements do you think Ohtani has? Like he, I mean, literally, he gets a hole in his pocket and $1 million falls out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. You ready for one more?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, everybody, have you had enough of Travis Kelce or would you like more?
More.
More?
Yeah, more.
More of Travis Kelce? You are not worn out on Travis Kelce?
No. How could you be?
So Travis Kelce reportedly is going to be the host of the reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Remember Travis's? That show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm not smarter than a fifth grader.
So Travis Kelce reportedly in talks to host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think I could win Are You Smarter Than a Kindergartner? maybe a first grader. Some of them fifth grade kids are my granddaughter.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question.
What sound does a pig make?
Huh? Yeah.
So this is like an ongoing debate within my family. Mm-hmm. Is
how much money can you get for a pair of LeBrons?
How many like third graders do you think that you could take at a time? Fight physical, like if you were being attacked by kids.
You guys have this discussion?
Yeah.
How many third graders can you beat up?
Yeah, like is it like 100? Is it like 12? Like,
go ahead, Mark. You take this one, Mark.
Oh, I mean, I could beat all of them.
How many?
All of them.
If I sent.
But at what point is it like they're taking you down?
If I sent 50 third graders after you.
If I hit one of them, the rest of them will scatter. It's like Jack Reacher.
But they have no value of their own life.
Yes,
in this scenario.
They are willing to. You mean
they're like,
for the greater,
they're like feral they're third just, graders? Yes.
They're like zombie third graders. Okay,
they're
zombies.
They're like the little people on Nacho Libre that had the like the wolf faces.
They're
like little mutant third graders.
Yes,
well, that would be different.
How many of them?
That would be different.
50? 100? How many could you take off?
Yeah, probably 50.
50?
Yeah. 50 before they get a little overwhelming.
Yeah. Before they finally get to your knees. Once they get to the knees.
That's the problem.
Those knees aren't strong enough to. They're kind of.
Well, these knees are stronger. These knees are stronger than you think.
Really? You got heavy legs, huh?
I've been doing a lot of legs.
You got good heavy legs. It's a great question. We need to get invited over to your family dinner at some point.
Yeah, where they're selling your keepsakes.
Yeah,
your family.
And beating up third graders.
Yeah, beating up third graders. Your family sounds special.
That might be an interesting dinner party.
Yeah, we get crazy.
That sounds like it.
Yeah,
All right.
Kooky even.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get an okay yet?
No.
Maybe by tomorrow.
It took him a minute.
But he said no. Or hasn't responded yet.
No.
We can't. Yeah. All right. Let's hit that. We're working on something.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, we can tell you. All right. We'll tell you
coming up next.
Yeah.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Got a couple minutes left. Sign up. DenverSports.com/hoops. Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge. You literally can get this all done in the time remaining before you run out of time. It's that easy. DenverSports.com/hoops. Fill out the bracket. Winners. All the way through to the finals. Who you got? Put the score down for the final game. Tiebreaker. Boom. You're in. And you have a chance to win $5,000. So there you go. Big day coming up. CSU will be taking on Texas coming up at 4:50 or so our time on TNT. And this is a good matchup, Mark. I feel really, really good about CSU. I like the way CSU's been playing. I think that they've got a lot of the pieces that you need to be able to win in the tournament. And let's face it, Texas, if you've been following college basketball this year, if you've been following the Big 12, Texas has just been an up-and-down team. In conference play, they went 9-9. They were 20-12, 9-9 in conference play. Mm. So, and the Big 12 had some legitimate teams. I mean, of course, you're talking about, you know, Houston, Kansas, although this was a down year for Kansas. Iowa State's in there. So there's some good teams in the Big 12, but, you know, they also lost to some teams they had no business losing to. So this is definitely
one of you guys. CSU.
I've got CSU.
Okay.
Yeah, I really do. I don't think that
you think
they could easily lose to Texas, but
either way,
I don't look at Texas as like, whoo, Longhorns, whoo, boogeyman. No, not at all.
Either way, you think Nico Medved's going to be pursued by bigger schools?
Why do you have to go there?
I'm just asking.
Why you got to rain on CSU fans' parade? Here they are. They're getting ready to play in the NCAA tournament. They got a win under their belt, and you're already talking about some big school coming and poaching their coach. Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, now I know why the Rusties don't like you.
But that's what happens. Right?
Well,
swoop down to Moby Dick and grab a Nico.
Maybe he likes it there. Maybe he's not in a hurry to go. Maybe he's not in a hurry to go somewhere else.
Isn't that how it works, though? If you get an opportunity to go to a big school?
Yes. Yeah. I just, that's an issue for another day, but no, you're right. That's probably something that if CSU continues to have success, yes, the odds go up that Nico Medved will leave, yes.
Yeah.
But let's not worry about that today.
Okay.
Let's go get a win today. Nuggets tonight at home taking on the Knicks. This one shapes up nicely for the Nuggets because OG Anunoby, who they acquired, the Knicks did, from Toronto, he's made a huge impact whenever he's been able to play, but he's had an elbow issue. And the elbow's flared up again. He's not going to play tonight. So while this Knicks team is a blue-collar, hard hat, bring-your-hard-hat type team, they'll give you good professional effort, Nuggets should get the win. But I'm sure there'll be some folks out there, well, the win doesn't really matter because you didn't get the Knicks at full strength, and I want to play teams at full strength.
Right.
I can't believe that there are people out there that think that way.
No.
Path of least resistance, my friend.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. Especially if you have playoff time.
Right.
I want everybody to be sick.
Right. Guy gets hurt right before you're ready to play him.
Wonder who will be in those courtside seats that you see. You know, like if Peyton Manning goes to
a game
or TD was down there.
The Russell seats. The ones at Russell. Sean Payton. We'll be seeing Sean at a lot of Nugget playoff games for sure.
I'm a bachelor today. I'd go down to watch the game.
Really? So can you make a call today and end up sitting courtside?
Well, I don't know if I could sit courtside, but I could make a call and get in.
Uh-huh.
Really? But I'd have to bring a blanket and a pillow. Be asleep by halftime. It's all sprawled out. They flash up to me. I'd be all nestled in my teddy.
Mark will become a social media phenomenon. Hey, if we want to get Nugget highlights on ESPN, let's have you go to the game and fall asleep. Stephen A. won't be able to stop talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'd be like, my boy Sting. Sleeveman, Corsair. It wouldn't be Sleeveman, Corsair if LeBron was there.
Right? That's good. You did Stephen A. I like that one.
Oh, he's my guy. He's my guy.
You guys are good.
He is my guy.
Hey, he brings you up on the show right after you text him.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck to the Nuggets tonight. Avalanche play tomorrow night. CU plays tomorrow. They'll be taking on Florida. By the way, if you're right down to the last moment filling out your brackets, there is the potential for CU and CSU to play.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They could play in the Final Four. That's where they would meet.
What?
Yep. That's the earliest they can meet.
Really?
In the Final Four.
Oh.
So, yeah. Well, you know, they're CU's in the South region.
Mm-hmm.
And CSU is in the Midwest region.
Mm.
And those two will match up in the Final Four. So, if CU can beat Florida, Marquette, Kentucky.
Where's Marquette at? Is that in Chicago?
I think it's like Milwaukee, isn't it?
Marquette?
I think Marquette's over by Milwaukee, I think.
Hmm.
But those are the schools that they would have to beat to get to the Final Four. And then CSU would have to beat Texas, Tennessee, probably Creighton. And then Purdue.
Yeah. Rocky's up.
So you're telling me there's a chance. But hey, one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
One step at a time. First thing first, go take care of business against Texas. Good luck to Nico Medved and the bunch. Feel good about them. Feel good. And first game coming up here in about 20 minutes. So we look forward to that. Again, last time. I'll do it one more time. Still time. DenverSports.com/hoops. Sign up for the Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge, and you're in for a chance to win $5,000. Final thoughts on the Russell Wilson workout video?
Yeah, it is stellar. I mean, he's ready. Was coaching. Obviously, I look at that video, and there's no question that Sean Payton just tried to sabotage him because... There's two things about that video. One is completely true, and one is patently false.
Okay. What's the true?
The true is that he will hold the ball 7 seconds before he throws it. The false is, come on, Russell Wilson doesn't throw from the pocket. Duh.
On that note, we'll wrap things up. Great show today, everybody. Thank you so much. Reminder, as you're planning, making your plans for tomorrow to kick off your weekend, come on up and hang out with me at Ameristar Blackhawk tomorrow to watch day two of the hoops between 6 and 8. And by the way, is that when we'll be there to be able to watch the... Let me just quickly... I'm sorry. I'm doing this right on the fly here. On the fly. Maybe need some efforting music. When is the CU game tomorrow? Are we going to be able to be up there watching that game? CU tomorrow. 2:30.
Well, get up there early.
Well, I'm going to get up there early.
That's
actually now I know when I'll be there because I'm going to get up there to be able to watch that game.
Huh.
Then I'll crush a buffet, and then I'll be ready to hang out with everybody. I might be a little sleepy, though, after crushing a buffet.
Mm.
Delicious.
Are you staying up there for the night?
No, I'm going to come back.
Oh.
Well, we'll see. To be determined.
Okay.
To be determined.
All right.
Dover and Stoke coming up next.